You're listening to SBS News.
Rapper El Fresh the Lion is used to performing in front of big live audiences, but with nowhere open to perform, he's lost nearly all of his work as a musician.
No work, work's dried up, and you have to adapt. You're forced to adapt, but for the most part, you're just seeing all your work dry up.
El Fresh is one of hundreds of musicians who are calling on the federal government to help save the struggling industry, which is predicted to lose over $500 million in just 6 months. He says it's an underappreciated sector that needs recognition.
Now, when the arts industry, which is, like a billion-dollar industry that gives a lot to the Australian economy, but also gives people something good, something that we need as human beings, something to connect to. When we need help, there's very little out there for us.
Many workers in the arts industry, including musicians, technicians and promoters, do not qualify for government support, despite losing significant income. The Copyright Collecting Agency and music advocacy body APRA AMCOS facilitated the open letter to the government, and its CEO, Dean Ormston, says people don't realise how badly the industry has been hit.
Literally, live music fell off a cliff with the shutdown of all venues and festivals and events and any sort of gathering, which was the right thing for government to do, so everyone understands that, but the impact was immediate.
The letter, signed by artists including Jimmy Barnes, Nick Cave and Jessica Mowboy, contains five key requests. They want to expand JobKeeper to include gig or contract musicians and extend the timeframe for payment access beyond September. They are also proposing the establishment of a $345 million live performance industry recovery package, including a $40 million recovery fund, extra Australia Council funding and tax offsets for live music venues. Mr. Ormston says it's a reasonable request as the recovery process for the sector will be long.
Whilst businesses are starting to get going again now, it's going to be a long time before you see bands performing again in pubs. And any band that's involved in touring, it takes months to prepare a tour. So you're not going to see bands touring and festivals, etc., for quite some time. So it's really important that JobKeeper, for instance, is kept going for people in our sector because they're going to be sort of still left high and dry long after most other industries have come back online.
I woke up this morning like every day.
Live performances are a staple of any recording musician's income, but right now that's just not an option. Almost all of the 4,000-plus live music venues across Australia are currently closed, with no certainty as to when they'll be able to reopen. Roger Field, the CEO of Live Nation, one of Australia's largest live music promoters and organisers, says they're waiting for the go-ahead.
We're the first to close, and it's very clear that we're going to be one of the last to reopen doors with crowds of a feasible size, basically.
The federal government is yet to make any formal commitments. In a statement, the spokesperson for Arts Minister Paul Fletcher told SBS News, Minister Fletcher has been in regular dialogue with the arts, entertainment and screen sectors to build the government's understanding of the specific hurdles that these sectors may face and pathways for restarting these businesses.
You know about the pain and the sacrifice.
For El Fresh, he's confident the industry will survive.
For me personally, I know it's forcing me to think about how I need to change what I do, how I need to adapt. I know we will survive, we always do, but what that survival looks like, can be definitely influenced positively by federal government support.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.